Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? Like you're the designated driver, chef, personal shopper, and therapist all rolled into one for someone you love?
Oh, yeah.
That, my friend, is a glimpse into the world of caregiving. Many of us are already caregivers, and many of us will be one day. And this deep dive is about exploring those waters a bit. We've got some fascinating material to unpack today. We're going to be looking at a new app, Ability Hub, that's designed to support caregivers.
Right.
But we're not just talking tech here. We're going deeper, diving into the very real, very human needs it's trying to meet.
And those needs are immense. You know, one of these sources we're looking at, so it's a study showing that caregivers can end up dedicating over 13 days
Wow.
each month to caregiving tasks.
Wow.
And that's on top of their regular lives.
Goodness. Imagine, I mean, just imagine juggling cooking, cleaning, transportation, and a million other things.
Yeah.
For 13 days straight, just like, whoa.
It's a lot.
Okay, so I'm exhausted just thinking about it. And it's like, it's one thing to list tasks,
Yeah.
but what does that kind of chronic pressure actually do to a person?
Well, according to the research, it can really take a toll. We're talking increased risk of depression and anxiety, trouble sleeping,
Oh, and
even a weakened immune system.
wow. I knew it was stressful, but I had no idea it could impact your physical health that
Oh,
much.
it's true. And those are just the tip of the iceberg. You see, caregiving can lead to feelings of isolation, burnout. One study we looked at, almost 40% of caregivers reported burnout symptoms.
Really?
It's a lot to handle.
Yeah.
It is.
That feeling of being completely overwhelmed, like you're pulled in a million directions, I can see how that would be incredibly draining.
Absolutely.
So with like this picture of caregiving,
Right.
the demands, the challenges, how does this Ability Hub app aim to lighten the load?
Well, that's where the beauty of this app, I think, really comes in.
Okay.
Instead of having, you know, multiple calendars and endless to-do lists and a phone that never stops ringing,
Right.
Ability Hub kind of brings it all together. So imagine having all of your loved ones' medical information, their appointment reminders, even medication schedules, like all in one place,
Okay.
accessible, you know, with a few taps on your phone.
That's already amazing for organization, just like right there.
Yeah.
But I remember when we were looking at this, I was especially intrigued by that circle of care feature. It's like building a virtual support system, right?
Precisely.
Yeah.
You hit the nail on the head. It's acknowledging that caregiving shouldn't have to be a solo act,
Right.
you know? So the app lets you create this virtual circle, so to speak. It could be family, friends, neighbors, whoever your support network includes.
Right.
And then here's the game changer. You can send out targeted requests for help.
Oh, wow.
So let's say you need someone to pick up groceries.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just need someone to sit with your loved one for a couple hours so you can have some respite.
Right.
The app makes it so much easier to ask for that help,
Yeah.
which, let's be honest,
Oh, yeah.
can sometimes be the hardest part.
It's like having that digital village square
Exactly.
where everyone can kind of pitch in.
Exactly.
And it's not just about like practical support either,
All
right? I
right.
read something about the app like incorporating social features as well.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That social element is key.
Yeah.
One of the sources we were looking at really highlighted how isolating caregiving can be. You know, you're so focused on another person's well-being, it's easy to lose touch with your own support network
Right.
and to let self-care fall by the wayside. So Ability Hub kind of counteracts that.
Okay.
It provides a dedicated space where caregivers can connect with each other.
Okay.
So they can share updates, vent their frustrations, celebrate those little victories, and I think, you know, just foster a sense of community
Right.
and remind caregivers that they aren't alone in this journey.
Which is incredibly important for, you know,
Right.
a mental and emotional well-being.
Huge.
And speaking of kind of often overlooked aspects of caregiving, I feel like we can't, you know, have this deep dive without talking about a group that frequently gets left out of the conversation,
Yes.
which is young caregivers. And
Absolutely.
I have to say, that section of the material like really struck a chord with me.
Yeah, it's a topic that deserves so much more attention.
Yes.
So often we have this picture in our minds of caregivers being older adults,
Right.
but the reality is there are countless young people, kids and teens,
Yeah.
shouldering significant caregiving responsibilities.
It's true.
They might be caring for a parent with a chronic illness, a sibling with a disability, even a grandparent.
Right.
It's like a whole hidden world.
Yeah, it is.
And these young caregivers face a unique set of challenges.
Absolutely. And like the research really highlights some kind of heartbreaking realities.
Yeah.
Like, for example, did you know that young caregivers are more likely to experience social isolation?
Oh, yeah.
They're more likely to struggle in school.
Right.
They even face financial hardship.
Wow.
Sometimes because of their caregiving responsibilities.
It's a lot.
Yeah. The emotional weight of caregiving can be really immense for someone so young.
It's true, because they're trying to navigate adolescence,
right,
school, you know, maybe even part-time jobs, all while carrying the weight of these, you know, adult responsibilities.
Right. And it's like they're doing double duty almost.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly why it's crucial we, you know, shed light on their experiences.
Excellent.
They need support systems that are tailored to their unique needs. And I think that starts with just raising awareness.
100%.
You know?
Yeah.
Like making sure schools are equipped to identify and support young caregivers.
Yeah.
Making sure the resources exist to provide them with emotional and practical assistance.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's about recognizing that, you know, even though they're young, their contributions are invaluable and they deserve to be seen and supported.
Absolutely.
Now, we've talked a lot about the challenges caregivers face.
You have?
And while this Ability Hub app sounds like a really helpful tool,
yeah,
it's clear that technology alone isn't a cure-all. So beyond just, you know, the app itself, what else does the material highlight as crucial for supporting caregivers? What are some of those, like, systemic changes that we need to see happen, it feels like? To really support caregivers, we need, like, a complete societal shift in how we view and value caregiving.
Absolutely. You're right. It's about moving beyond just the sentiment of it takes a village.
Right.
And actually building the infrastructure that allows that village to really thrive.
Yes.
And the material you share touches on some, you know, really crucial areas, like just access to reliable information.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, you know, caregivers are often thrown into this role with little to no warning.
Right.
And then they're expected to navigate this maze of, like, caregiving options, financial assistance programs, legal aid.
Yeah.
It can feel impossible.
Overwhelming.
It is. And we need to make those resources not only accessible, but, like, easily navigable for someone who's already juggling a million things.
It's like trying to, like, assemble a complicated piece of furniture without the instruction manual.
Right.
While also making dinner and, like, calming a crying baby. It's like too much.
And even if you find the instructions, you know, they might be in a language you don't understand.
Right.
Meaning, like, the support systems and resources that are available can vary drastically depending on, you know, where you live, what your situation is.
Oh, for sure.
And it shouldn't be a postcode lottery.
Yeah.
When it comes to accessing essential caregiving support, everyone should have that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so accessible information is key. But what about, like, those bigger picture changes? What needs to happen on a societal level to truly ease the burden on caregivers?
I think it's recognition.
Okay.
I think we need to recognize caregivers.
Yeah.
We need to recognize, first of all, just the vital role that they play.
Yes.
The immense sacrifices that they make.
Mm-hmm.
And that recognition needs to translate into tangible support systems.
Right.
So we're talking, you know, affordable respite care.
Okay.
So that caregivers can actually have a much needed break.
Yes.
Workplace flexibility so they can balance caregiving responsibilities with their careers.
Right.
Comprehensive caregiver training programs. Because, you know, let's face it, most people are kind of thrown into these situations,
yeah,
not equipped with the skills and knowledge they need.
Right.
When they suddenly become caregivers.
Yeah.
And these are not perks.
Yeah.
These are essentials. These are essential for allowing people to be both caregivers and fully functioning human beings.
It's about creating a culture that doesn't just, like, applaud caregivers from a distance, but actively invests in their well-being.
100%.
Yes, exactly.
So if someone's listening to this right now and they're feeling the weight of those caregiving responsibilities,
yeah,
what's the message you hope they take away from this deep dive?
I would say you are seen, you are valued, and you are not alone.
Yes.
You know, this conversation about the Ability Hub app, I think, has been, you know, enlightening. But even more importantly, it's kind of, like, shined a light, I think, on just this universal experience of caregiving.
It is universal. And that's what's really important here. And, you know, whether you find solace in an app or a local support group or, you know, just a heart to heart with a friend who gets it.
Yeah.
Remember, that connection is absolutely crucial.
Beautifully said. And, you know, it's funny, as I was kind of, like, digging into all this material, this thought kept, like, circling back to me, which is, What if we shifted our perspective a little bit? What if we viewed caregiving not just as a burden or an obligation, but also as an opportunity to kind of deepen our connections, to cultivate resilience in the face of challenges, to, you know, embrace a more compassionate, supportive way of living? It's a perspective shift that, you know, might just change the way we navigate caregiving both individually and as a society. So thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.